Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
And aren't you happy you stayed up for that one? That's a nice win. That was an enjoyable night of Royals baseball. They take the rubber game in Anaheim. Final score, good guys 9, Angels 4. Royals are back above 500 with 3 to play. Man, there's so much to like in this one tonight. So much to discuss. I'm hoping you're out there. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. The text line is available as always, 913-586-7965. Now, to me, if I'm not talking about the rookies, if I'm not talking about something encouraging from Carter Jensen or Jack Caglione, something that could allow me to think that 2026 is going to be even better than I already think it has the capabilities of being. But when Jensen tonight 0 for 4, Jack Caglione 0 for 3, okay, so if we're not starting there, you already know how I feel about finishing above 500. How important I think that is for this team, for next year's team, and for this organization moving forward. But like I mentioned, you already know that, so honestly, I don't know what I'm most pleased about in this 9-4 victory from Michael Lorenzen's proper send-off. Lorenzen has a mutual option for $12 million this offseason. I will be floored if the Royals exercise that option. No, Lorenzen's going to be a free agent. I don't see him returning. But boy, what a way to go out. Matching his career high with 9 strikeouts, he picks up the win, throwing 5 2/3 innings of 2-run baseball. So very happy for a guy that has been nothing but a positive addition to this organization and to this clubhouse. Speaking of, Michael Massey, I wouldn't be surprised if his name doesn't come up very often tonight, a lot like Michael Lorenzen. So I want to get their names out there right away. Michael Massey tonight, one of only 2 Royals to have a multi-hit performance. Bobby had a 4-hit night, but Michael Massey goes 2 for 4, and since returning from the injured list, Massey's batting .345. You feel good for him taking that into the offseason. I'm not saying that anything is promised for Michael Massey next year, but I think he's on the team. I think he's standing there on that first baseline on opening day. I don't know what his role is, but if he's healthy, he's at worst a platoon bat. So happy for Michael Massey. Happy that even though Carter Jensen goes 0-for-4, he did sting a couple of balls. Happy that he's able to get in there behind the dish and work with a veteran like Michael Lorenzen. Happy that Jack Caglione was back out there in right field. Not so happy with his showing at the dish. Cags 0-for-3 with a pair of very ugly punch-outs. Happy about John Schreiber. 4 up, 4 down. 12th time this season, Schreiber has a 4-out performance tonight. But what really stands out to me about Schreiber, it was mentioned by Stu and Jake on the broadcast, this was his whopping 73rd appearance of the season. Now, it's not very often on this show we have celebrated John Schreiber. Now, it happens occasionally. But for a guy that has taken the ball 73 times and performed well more often than not, his name has been brought up in a negative tone on this show more than it's brought up after a performance like this. 4 up, 4 down, finishing off Michael Lorenzen 6th, and then retiring the side in order in the 7th. His 73rd appearance. He's just the 6th pitcher in franchise history to appear in 73 games in a season. So very happy that John Schreiber will hopefully get some love on a post-game show, if it's only from me. How about Lewinder Avila? A 1-2-3 ninth inning as he continues to impress, getting his feet wet in the big leagues. Of course, Bobby Witt Jr. How can you not mention Bobby Witt Jr.? We're all thinking about the great Bobby Witt Jr., who tonight, like I mentioned, 4-for-5, 2 doubles. He's now 1 back of leading Major League Baseball in base hits. He already leads Major League Baseball in doubles. He made a run-saving defensive play in the 2nd inning when it's a 1-run contest. I understand the final score makes it look like it was a laugher. But this was a 1-run game in the 8th inning. This was a 1-run game when Bobby made that outstanding diving play in the 2nd inning. So, 9-4 is your final score, but the Royals push 4 across in the 9th inning, courtesy of a big blast from the captain, Salvador Perez. A 3-run double, a bases-clearing double from the captain, turns this one into a laugher. And it gives Salvi his 3rd season of 100 RBIs. He's just the 3rd catcher this century to have 3 seasons with triple-digit RBIs. So 913-586-7965. I really don't know who I'm celebrating tonight. Is it Lorenzen, Massey, Schreiber, Avila? And I'm really trying to think outside the box because I have to imagine when the box score is open tomorrow morning by most Royals fans that weren't locked into this game late on a Thursday night, going opposite the NFL. Most Royals fans will look at the box score Friday morning and see 3 RBIs from Salvi, 3 ribbies from Vinny, 4 hits from Bobby, and a pair of runs scored by Michael, and say, well, same old, same old. When the Royals offense puts up big numbers, it's going to be because the story was your big bats. And while that's certainly partially true, as I just mentioned, Vinny, Salvi, Bobby combined to drive in 7 of the 9 runs. They score 7 of the 9 runs, those top 4 hitters. So yeah, it was certainly about the big bats. It's always going to come back to the big bats. But those unsung heroes, Lorenzen's and Massey's. How about Adam Frazier and that big knock with 2 outs in the 8th inning? Frazier with an infield knock puts the boys up 5-2 in the 8th. Now that's big because in the very next half inning, Mike Trout blasted 2-run shot. So instead of it being tied up, Adam Frazier's pinch hit RBI make sure that the Royals maintain a lead that they held from the very beginning of the game. Royals jump out to a 2-0 lead in the first, and they would never look back. They take the finale in Anaheim. 9-4 is your final score. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Three games in Sacramento. That's all we have left. Royals take 2 of 3, and for the first time in a decade, they'll follow up one winning season with another. Looking forward to the weekend in Sacramento. Some big pitching matchups ahead with Cameron, Waka, and Reagans set to do battle with a lineup full of boppers up there in Northern California. 2 out of 3 on the road is never easy. In fact, Royals, by winning this series, secure a road series victory for the first time since the end of August. And in order to put together just the third back-to-back winning seasons in the past 3 decades of Royals baseball, in order to do that, well, they need to go and face Jacob Wilson and Brent Rooker and Shane Langeliers and Lawrence Butler and the rest of those big bats in Northern California. Again, that series starts up Friday night. It's a 9:05 first pitch. Noah Cameron pitching in the opener. Phone lines are open. We'll get to your phone lines. We'll get to your text messages, all that and much more right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Post Game Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
1-2. Here's the pitch. Salvi strokes it high in the air, deep center field. Adele sprints back onto the track. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. Tolbert's in to score. Bobby Witt Jr. crosses behind him. Here comes Pasquantino. He scores as well. Salvador Perez pulls into second base with a bases clearing 3-run double. El Capitan breaks the game open and reaches 100 RBIs in 2025. The Royals take an 8-4 lead in the top of the 9th inning.
Yeah, they would tack one more on as Mike Yastrzemski would drive Salvi in, and that's how we arrive at our final score. 9-4, Royals take the finale in Anaheim and push that record back above 500. Salvi with 100 RBIs to go along with his 30 home runs. Not too shabby for the captain. This 35-year-old answers the bell day in and day out, and here we are, game 159, and he remains locked in before and after the game. We'll hear a great conversation between Salvi and Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network coming up in just a bit. Salvi and Vinny, by the way, becoming the first pair of Royals teammates in history to hit 30 homers and drive in 100 runs in the same season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. That's Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Steven in Lenexa. Steven, you're hitting leadoff on this soon-to-be Friday morning. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Quick question. I want your honest opinion about Jack Caglione, because I'm afraid that we may be seeing a bust of a professional baseball player. When he goes to the plate, I don't see a professional approach. I see a guy up there who swings open like Adam Dunn, but doesn't have the contact or the home runs that Adam Dunn used to produce. It's just a bunch of flail swings. It's like, do you think that Jack does not, he's not very, very good at preparing, like watching film, and why is his swing so open and just, he looks like he's lost up there at the plate?
Yeah, tonight wasn't good, no doubt about it, and really he hasn't been good, period. First stint, latest stint, Now, this latest stint since the hamstring injury and another trip down to the minor leagues, this has been slightly better. Now, the saving grace for Jack Caglione is the fact that he's 22. He's yet to play a full big league season. He's barely more than a year removed from playing college baseball. So I would ask, if I'm him, if I'm the Royals, and shoot, on my behalf, I would ask for patience. You know, Joe Adell, the guy that dominated Michael Lorenzen this season, the guy that hit that solo bomb in the second inning, his 37th of the season. You know, Joe Adell's a former top prospect that struggled for a while, right? Jack Caglione can't be your first run-in with a prospect that doesn't click right away, right? No doubt about it. Cags and those two punch-outs tonight. Ugly. Expanding. Chasing. Now, I'm not going to defend him because I have nothing to defend him with other than his track record. Track record in college, throughout the minor leagues. That track record says he belongs in the show. He belongs in big league baseball. Now, can he stay? Can he thrive? Can he contribute to a winner in big league baseball? That's yet to be determined. But he belongs in Major League Baseball. Can he stay? We'll find out because, as you point out, Stephen, it is a huge offseason for the 22-year-old. The sport is showing him everything he needs to work on. Offensively, defensively, on the base paths, and maybe in preparation, sure. Mental preparation, video preparation, whatever preparation he's lacking in, this organization, this coaching staff will address it with him. And then the onus is on him. How much do you want it? How great do you want to be? Since returning at the beginning of September, Cags is now hitting .196. Two more strikeouts tonight give him 16 here in this second stint. 16 strikeouts to 10 walks and 10 base hits. Now, Stephen, it's a fair concern, especially when you factor in how much is on his shoulders going into next season. Now, thankfully, Carter Jensen, despite his 0-for-4 tonight, right, Jensen still batting .280 in the big leagues with an OPS of .877. A small sample size for Jensen. It's only 17 games, but I think what we've seen from that 22-year-old has helped ease the burden that Jack Caglione's going to carry into 2026, or at least this offseason that he's going to carry into the offseason. Because now, I think the average Royals fan looks towards next season, sees Mike Callan, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, and they like that foundation. You should like that foundation. I like that foundation. But we obviously need more, right? Needed more coming into the season. Needed Michael to click. Needed something from Massey or Melendez or Jonathan India. And really didn't get much from any of them. Throw Hunter Renfroe in there. Didn't get anything from them. So now as we look ahead to 2026, outside of that strong foundation that now includes Michael Garcia, who else are you waiting on to click? Because those four are not enough. Michael and Bobby, Vinny and Salvi are not enough, as we've learned this season. As we sit here today, it's Carter and Cags. Those are the guys that have the highest of upsides. I see on the text line a question about the offseason approach. In this past offseason, the Royals went aggressive for that bat, whether it's a Jurickson Profar, an Anthony Santander. They were willing to pay for a quality bat. They were just outbid. So the Royals took that money, gave it to Carlos Estevez, and hoped that Massey or Melendez or Renfroe or India would have a good year. So the texter asked, how is it going to be any different this offseason? Vern, I've heard you say you think they're only going to bring in platoon bats. Well, last offseason they went aggressive for a bat. Why won't they go aggressive again this offseason for a bat? Now, they might, They could, certainly. I'm not saying I have it all figured out. I don't think they have their plan completely figured out. But there's many reasons why. Big pay increase coming for Seth Lugo, for Bobby Witt Jr. Got to rework Salvi's deal. Big pay increase coming for Vinny, for Michael, for Lucas Irsic. Shoot, I mentioned John Schreiber earlier. Schreiber's going to his final arbitration this offseason. So one more year of Schreibs in Kansas City. You got about $50 million spent in your top four hitters. Carlos Estevez is still making a pretty penny at the back end of the bullpen. I don't know if you're going to have the payroll flexibility to bring in the type of bat you guys are talking about. The Santander, the someone making between $15 and $20 million every single year. That's what you're talking about. You know, if you're desirous for this team to bring in a bat that you're going to plug and play every single day, that costs you $15-plus million. We're talking a corner outfield bat. Yeah, that's $15 million. I don't see the Royals doing it. I don't. They might, but I think what's more likely is a platoon bat maybe at second base, a platoon bat maybe in left or in center. But outside of that, it's Cags and Carter. Those are your two big upside guys. And you secretly hope and wish that India and Massey bounce back in a big way next season. So yeah, I do think they have a different offseason plan. And I do think that Steven's concern about Jack Caglione is fair. But to reiterate, I would preach patience. Give him this offseason. If he looks like the same guy at the end of April next year, feel free to hit the panic button. That's what I'll say. Offensively. You know, defensively, it could still be a struggle next year for Cags and Wright. Well, let me take that. Not a struggle, but it might not be very good in right field. It might just be good enough, hopefully adequate, next year for Cags and Wright. I appreciate the phone call. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait, call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Royals win 9-4. They push their record back a game above 500. 9 runs put on the board tonight. Royals are now a perfect 16-0 this season when they score 9 or more runs. I mentioned Adam Frazier. Adam Frazier, wanted to give him some love right out of the gate. And not only did I want to give him some love because of that 2-out RBI infield single in the 8th, turns out to be the game-winning RBI from Frazier. Frazier, a guy that's batting .283 since he joined the Royals, and has the 7th most RBIs on the team. And I'm not including what he did in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Adam Frazier got here at the end of July, middle of July. 7th most RBIs on the team. How about that? No, but I wanted to give him love because I want him back. Honestly, I want Frazier and Luke Maley back, but I'll be happy with one or the other. A Frazier India platoon at second base, I'd be in favor of that. Massey and a righty platoon in left, while you secretly hope that Michael Massey earns every day at bats out there in left. I think you need to bring in a right-handed corner outfield bat, right? You just have to. And you got Cags in right, Massey in left. I need some right-handed bat to offset that, and I'm not talking Tyler Tolbert, and I'm not talking Randall Grichuk. I'll tell you that right now. All right, 913-586-7965. I see a lot of good stuff coming in on the text line. We'll dive into that text line, get back to your phone calls, and hear from the captain after this.
You're listening to Vern's Post Game Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Pasquantino launches it deep to right field. Adell's to the track. He looks up, and it's gone. Into the first row of the right field seats. A first inning two-run homer for Vinny Pasquantino. His 32nd home run of the year, RBIs 109 and 110. And the Royals have an early lead tonight in Anaheim.
Yeah, 2-0 as Vinny belts that hanging slider. 391 feet over the right field wall. Yeah, home run number 32. That's top 10 for a single season in Royals franchise history. 2-0 at the end of the first. Joe Adell would crush a hanger from Michael Lorenzen in the second to have the deficit. But in the top of the third inning, talented bats and feet of Michael and Bobby, along with the hustle of Vinny Pasquantino and the terrific job from Bill Duplessis in the replay booth, the Royals tack on a third run. They take a 3-1 lead. That would be the case until the fifth. That's when Bobby Witt Jr. would hit a rocket with a man in scoring position, driving in Michael Massey. Bobby's 45th double of the season puts the Royals up 4-1 at the end of five. In the sixth inning, a solo home run surrendered by Michael Lorenzen to Angels leadoff hitter Nolan Schanuel. But it's a solo bomb. Solo bombs aren't going to beat you, and they didn't tonight. 4-2 Royals lead at the end of 6, at the end of 7. And in the 8th inning, as I mentioned, Adam Frazier off the bench. Pinch hitting for Randall Grichuk with the bases loaded and 2 outs. He falls behind 1-2 and gets a pitch off the plate. Doesn't try to get big. Beats the shift. Hits it to the shortstop side of the second base bag and beats it out for an infield single as the shortstop was shifted towards the second base bag. So nice job by Adam Frazier. That put the boys up 5-2 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Mike Trout would then crush a two-run shot off of Steven Cruz. And just like that, it's a one-run game. But in the top of the ninth inning, the Royals expand in a big way. Michael Massey with an opposite field one-out single. Bobby Witt Jr. smokes his fourth hit of the night, a single through the left side that left his bat at 111 miles per hour. So it's two on with two outs when Vinny draws a walk to load him up. And then as you heard earlier in the show, Salvi clears the bases by blasting one 400 feet to the center field wall. Three runs come in to score. Yes. Tacks on just a few pitches later, and that's how we arrive at our final score, 9-4. So Vinny's home run, and then Vinny's hustle in the third that drives in another run, gives Vinny 111 RBIs this season. That is fifth most in Major League Baseball. But for as great as Vinny's bomb was, for as exhilarating as Salvi's three-run double in the ninth was, I'm sorry, that Adam Frazier pinch-hit RBI, that to me was the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Royals are one game better than 500. Tonight's win gives them an 80-79 mark, three games to go. take the series in Sacramento, and you put together winning seasons for the first time in a decade. All right, phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well, 913-586-7965. I'm seeing more love come in for Adam Frazier on the text line. I like that from the 816. Fred, I want Frazier back too. Kelly in Smithville still cheering on the Royals early on this Friday morning. Guy in Gladstone. Vern, I want to dab up my man Salvador Perez for, well, everything. Yeah, he certainly deserves it. The captain tonight, again, 1-for-4 with that 3-run double in the 9th inning. Salvi now with 1,016 RBIs in his Hall of Fame career. And that pushes him past Hall of Famer Roy Campanella on baseball's all-time list among catchers. He's now just 2 back of Brian McCann, 6 shy of Yadier Molina's career total. After the game, Salvador Perez on the field with the great Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network.
All right, Salvador Perez with the huge swing there, really important runs. And I know you like when I give you some history. You and Vinny Pasquantino are the first pair of Royals to have 30 homers and 100 RBI in one season ever in Royals history. What do you think about that?
Wow, it's pretty cool. Good for Vinny. You know, but I always said the most important thing is winning. So it was a good night for us.
I knew you would say that. You look at the stats and the numbers and the history later. By the way, if you'd hit a grand slam there, you would have passed Frank White for most. So maybe we could do that in Sacramento.
You never know.
You never know. But it's about the winning. But, you know, the guys were just talking up in the booth that no matter what's going on, if you're having a down August or the team's losing, you're always the same no matter what. Where does that come from?
A lot of experience, I think. I think become a catcher, we don't have too much time to think about hitting. You know, if it's something I'm doing pretty good, I have to concentrate and try to call a good game, you know. I think the experience, I don't got anything to tell you, though, Joe.
Well, I just think that that's the way you are no matter what in life. You're happy all the time. Like Ryan said up there, good day, bad day. You always have a smile on your face. And I also know you're always thinking about your pitchers, even if you're not pitching. What about Michael Lorenzen tonight?
He was amazing tonight. He threw some pretty good pitches tonight. A lot of strikeout for Hank. And
Vinny was winding up with, what is that, tape?
You guys know Vinny. He won the attention every time. So it's okay. He's doing pretty good job tonight.
All right, there's 3 games left. What do you think about these final few and the way this team is still competing?
We're going to give everything we have, Joe. You know, it's not where we want to be right now, but I also think it's finished pretty good winning. It's going to be amazing and try something. You know, it's going to be for everybody a lot of motivation for next year, you know, and try to make it to the goal, that's make it to the playoff.
I should have stopped Vinny because then we would have had the pair of 30 and 100. He wanted the attention.
Exactly. He come here to, he think you're going to say something. You don't say anything.
I was just going to let him pick up the tape that he tried to throw at you. Great job tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow in Sacramento.
Thank you, amigo. Thank you.
There you go. Salvador Perez after the game with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network. They were talking about Michael Lorenzen, who I mentioned matched his career high with 9 strikeouts tonight. Believe it or not, but Michael Lorenzen right now is in line to lead the Royals this season in strikeouts. And how much money could you have made in Vegas or with one of these betting apps placing a bet that Michael Lorenzen would lead the Royals in punchouts? Not Reagans, not Lugo, not Bubich, not Waka, but Lorenzen? I guess Waka still could. Waka is going to pitch coming up on Saturday, and Waka is 6 strikeouts behind that of Michael Lorenzen. Wow. Text line 913-586-7965. Josh writes in. Josh from the 913 congratulating Salvi for reaching 100 RBIs. Also some love for Bobby Witt Jr., deservedly so. I think without question, we all agree Bobby is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Bobby 4-for-5 and made a run-saving play en route to his 2nd straight gold glove. Bobby Witt Jr., tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He now leads Major League Baseball with 46 doubles. He's 1 base hit away from leading baseball in knocks. And his 75 extra base hits are good for eighth most in Major League Baseball. Bobby Witt Jr., tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Call them up at 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Bobby Witt Jr. moves into the top 25 in franchise history with his four-hit performance. Top 25 in base hits. And the guy is 25 years old. He's 16 away from matching Lou Piniella for 24th in Royals franchise history. And his four-hit performance boosts his road batting average to .305. Bobby's been outstanding away from Kauffman Stadium this season. All right, phone lines are open for you. The Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the Yates or visit petersonlawfirm.com. 913-586-7965. Rally Mantis is celebrating Vinny Pasquantino. That's nice. Vinny tonight becoming the 11th player in franchise history to drive in more than 110 in a season. Jace writing in on the text line. Yeah, Jace, I remember you and the old man. Old man wearing that Lions hat. I don't feel bad for him. Oh, and I remember he's a Tigers fan, too. Oof. I guess the Lions got him a big win. Nonetheless, Jace writes in, Vern, I'm excited to see what Adam Frazier can do next year. Seems to be a clutch bat. Go Royals. Congrats to Salvi. Yeah, no doubt about it. Adam Frazier, I just don't know how you don't bring that bad boy back next year. You have to. From the 785, Vern, people are worried about Jack Caglione. Vern, do they know that he's 22? Please inform the people about Aaron Judge. Yeah. No, you're right. Aaron Judge might not be the best comp just because Aaron Judge might be the best hitter of this generation. But I understand what you're talking about. Aaron Judge, didn't break into the big leagues until he was 24. Didn't play a full season that first year and struggled mightily. 42 strikeouts for Judge in those 27 games. He had a batting average of .179 and an OPS just a shade above .600. So yeah, I mean, those type of numbers are similar to what we're seeing from Jack Caglione. Your point about his age is spot on. But I think most people listening, I think most Royals fans understand that. I mean, it hasn't even been 3 months of baseball, 3 months of big league baseball for Jack Caglione. Right? 2 months of big league baseball, you got to give a guy a chance to breathe. I mean, Bobby, in his first year, I remember there was talk and legitimate talk about, man, maybe Bobby's just going to be like an Eric Hosmer, a really good player, an occasional all-star, but he won't live up to that 1-1 type of billing. Won't be that Ken Griffey Jr. A-Rod like we thought. That was a conversation as early as 2023. I'd say it's been about 25 months since the last time someone wondered if Bobby was the truth. So yeah, let's exercise some patience with the big fella, huh? 913-586-7965. I see Raj in the Ozarks wondering on the text line what we do with MJ and Massey next year. Well, Massey, I certainly think you bring back, and I think he has the inside track to an opening day roster spot. MJ Melendez, I think you're going to try to move him this offseason. I think the fact that he never made his way back to the big leagues outside of that 24-hour stretch shows you that, man, he's got a good thing going on down there in Omaha. Let's keep him thinking right. Let's keep those numbers looking right. Just in case another general manager comes a-calling, we can say, look how well he finished in Omaha. You never brought him back to the big leagues to be exposed. So I think Melendez is ultimately going to be moved. We'll see, though. But hey, I know a lot of you think that a pitcher is going to be moved this offseason. I do not. Not as of right now. Too many of them are injured to be parting with any of them. That's how I see it. Including Noah Cameron. Noah Cameron on the hill coming up tomorrow for game one of this three-game series in Sacramento as the Royals are looking to end hot. Right, a four-game winning streak gives them an opportunity to finish this season 83-79. I'm not saying it'll be easy. Now, sweeping three games on the road is always difficult. But you can't convince me that the A's are going to be as motivated as the Royals. Now, these three games just mean more to the boys in blue than they do the cityless Athletics. Special thanks to Julio Sanchez back at the studio for the help. Always great working with the great Julio. Appreciate y'all listening. Talk to you tomorrow night. Take care. Or later on tonight. You know what I'm talking about. Whatever. We're out of here.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Byrne during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.